guys, so I'm coming to you guys today, and I really just want to talk to you guys for like a little second or so. It is Father's Day, and I really wasn't planning on recording on Father's Day, but anyway, my dad is doing this big thing with his friends and family, and he like invited all like the men of his family and his friends over because he wanted to cook steaks for everyone for Father's Day. So that's what he's doing. You guys know I don't eat beef and pork, so I tried to fry fish, guys. My attempt at frying fish failed. I definitely won't be frying fish again anytime soon. I don't know what happened. My fish, like, I got it in the oil. Next thing I know, it starts falling apart. It was a disaster, you guys. I was so upset about it. My mom was like, well, it still tastes good, but it looked horrible. So I was just, And then on top of that, I started feeling, like, super nauseous and, like, I had to vomit. I was not feeling good. So I don't know what's going on with me, guys. It's the weirdest thing. Before I get into this episode, I just want to say this. But ever since I stopped eating beef and pork, sometimes the thought of meat repulses me. And sometimes I can't eat meat at all. Like today, instead of eating the fish I made or the chicken that my mom got from Popeyes, I ended up just eating like potatoes and the greens that I made. I couldn't eat anything else. So it was weird. And I barely could eat that. I took like 2 or 3 bites and I threw it out. So I don't know what's wrong with my body here lately, but it's a lot of days I have appetites and some days I don't have appetites. I don't know what's causing it, to be honest with you guys, but it's a mess. It's a hot mess, you guys. But, all right, getting back on topic though, you guys, I know I'm getting off topic right now, but I just want to talk to you guys for a brief second. Just see where y'all heads are right now. Well, let me tell you where my head is at. So I want to talk about my codependency today. I have talked about codependency on here in the past, and I've been very vocal with you guys. I don't know if you saw the episode where I went into detail about my codependency. Codependency is something that's basically developed from childhood and it goes into adulthood. Because as I go, I want to break this down for you guys, because some of you may need like more details, and I want to know what I'm saying to you. Even though I have codependency, it's like I want to break this down in a way that everyone understands. So codependency basically is an emotional and behavioral condition that affects an individual's ability to have a healthy and mutual satisfying relationship. It's also known as relationship addiction because people with codependency often form and maintain relationships that are one-sided, emotionally destructive, and are abusive. So that's what codependency is. And again, like I told you guys, it starts from childhood. It can come from parents that are too overprotective, parents that basically abandon the kids, aren't there for them. Or it can come from a parent who's very codependent on their child or family members, and that affects the child as well. So codependency can affect a spouse, a parent, a sibling, a friend, a coworker. Some people who have codependency also deal with alcohol and drugs as well. It's just very stressful. Let me tell you just a little bit of symptoms of, and I'll tell you the ones that are basically ones that I have in me. So these are some characteristics of a person with codependency, such as myself: an exaggerated sense of responsibility for the actions of others, a tendency to confuse love and pity with the tendency to love people that can pity and rescue, a tendency to do more than their share of all the time, a tendency to become hurt when people don't recognize their efforts, an unhealthy dependence on relationships. The codependent will do anything to hold onto a relationship to avoid the feeling of abandonment, an extreme need for approval and recognition, a sense of guilt when asserting themselves, a compelling need to control others, lack of trust in self and others, fear of being abandoned or alone, difficulty identifying feelings, rigidity, difficulty adjusting to change, problems with intimacy and boundaries, chronic anger, lying, dishonesty, poor communications, difficulty making decisions. So that's basically what people with codependency have. And I will be honest with you, everything on that list I pretty much have. So I did not know I had codependency for years up until I went to therapy and I saw my therapist who I've been seeing for like 2 years now. She was the first one that called out codependency because she herself had suffered from codependency and had to get help herself. And then after that, she decided to become a therapist as well to help others. So, yes. I did not realize lately some of my behaviors. I blamed a lot of my behaviors on anxiety and depression, but didn't realize that a lot of my behaviors lately are basically coming from my codependency. Codependency is not something that you snap and get over overnight. I will have to go to therapy for a long time to get over my codependency. I was in therapy, but every time I feel like I'm getting better, I leave therapy. I'm going back to see my therapist on July 2nd, and I can't wait to talk about all these things with her. But yes, my codependency has gotten extremely bad. And I want to tell you, I feel like since I've been in my relationship with my current boyfriend, it's gotten 10 times worse, to be honest with you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when he was here in Virginia and I was seeing one side of him and he was, you know, showing up, you know, not going out a lot, you know, being more present with me, calling me every day, texting me every day, making me a priority, which is what he was doing, you know. And then all of a sudden, when he chose to move back to New York for a set amount of time, when he went back to New York, our relationship shifted. He was still calling me every day, texting me, FaceTiming me. But then at some point, he fell off with doing that. So it was like the call started to lessen, the text started to lessen, him coming out to see me out here lessened. And I started to feel like I didn't have control over anything in our relationship at that point. I do feel like sometimes I try to control the narrative of our relationship. I try to control like certain things that he does, and I don't want him doing certain things. And there's certain times where he's hurt me, and I've sat here and said to myself, "Well, I love him. It's okay." And I feel like codependency is just not. It sucks for people that have codependency because I think a lot of times we're misunderstood. We want to be loved. We want to be loved so bad, and we want that other person to acknowledge us and make us feel good that we forget about ourselves. You know. We completely lose who we are for another human being. The problem is that human being that we're losing ourselves for is not doing the same thing for us. So we're going above and beyond for someone who is not giving the same thing that we're giving. And in the end, that's hurting us. That's killing us because we're giving so much to somebody who's not giving the same. A lot of times with codependency, we don't even recognize that we're doing certain things. And I was not even recognizing my behaviors were due to my codependency. I kind of had blocked that out like, oh, I'm getting better. I'm doing great. And then one day it hit me like, Sherelle, something is off. So last night I decided to Google codependency. Yes, I know. I started doing some research on my codependency. And I'm like, wait a minute. All right, sorry guys, I'm back. Anyway, like I was saying, literally I wasn't even recognizing that some of my behaviors was coming from the codependency. And so I started to recognize that last night, and I was literally like, you know, let me do some research because my therapist gave me like so much paperwork on codependency. And so I literally just used the paperwork that she gave me, and this was Googling certain things about my behaviors, and I was like, wait a minute. Because yes, in my mind, I thought my codependency, I was sleeping under the rug, so I thought that I was getting better, but I'm really getting worse. And I'm not realizing that. What happens with codependency is we become so dependent on another person for happiness or other things, we forget about ourselves. I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. I had become very reliant on my boyfriend for happiness. And it felt like when he didn't call on time, when he didn't text on time, when he didn't show up for certain things, I would feel very upset. It's like I started to see myself making everything about him. And I was just completely forgetting about myself. I kind of got caught up in that, and I'm just now realizing that, and he doesn't even know it at all, no clue. But realizing that, I'm glad I caught on to it and I realized what was happening, because I now know what I need to do in order to break that cycle with him, in order to for us to have a healthier relationship. Now, I love my boyfriend to death. I always tell you guys that. But at the end of the day, my mental health will always come over anything. Because I have a daughter to take care of. I have a job to do every day. I have bills to pay. I have a family who loves and cares about me. And I have other things going on in my personal life. So for me, my mental health will always have to be important and over top of a lot of things in my life in order for me to live a happy and successful life. And I just realized, like, I'm going to have to step back from that, from my relationship in order to, to try to combat some of the codependency that's happening. This does not mean that I won't talk to my boyfriend or I won't be there for him or we are going to break up or anything. It just means that I literally need to back up some. I gotta give some space. I literally wake up every day, and the first thing I do is text my boyfriend good morning. Sorry, I was eating ice cream. My hands are so sticky. I'm trying to find a tissue and I don't have one. But yeah, I literally wake up every morning and the first thing I do is text my boyfriend good morning. And that's something that me and him always did ever since we started talking. We always would say good morning to each other. Good morning. How's your day? Blah, blah, blah. I love you. All this kind of stuff. And that was an everyday thing for us. It became a habit. We would do it every day. Like, good morning, good morning. Calling each other, being on the phone all the time. Like, it was something that in the beginning, it was normal to me. But realizing that I feel like I don't have a life outside, I've made him kind of like my whole identity. I don't have an identity outside of him right now, because every single day when I leave my house, when I'm going to do something, and then I kind of make it about him in a sense, whereas he's living his life in New York. He's going out with his friends every day. He's being with around family. He's associating with other people. He's pretty much living her life with me not being there. So he's not surrounding everything around me. But on the other hand, that's what I've been doing with him. And I haven't even realized that I've been doing that. You know, and I realize that's not healthy. I need to have a life outside of him. I need to not worry so much about what he's doing, because I spend most of my days worrying about what he's doing, who he's with, why hasn't he called, why hasn't he text. None of that shit is healthy. And I told you guys in the beginning of my relationship, my boyfriend used to say things to me like, babe, why is that not healthy? I think it's okay for a woman or a girl to wait by the phone for her boyfriend to call, because that's normal. And I told him, no, that's not normal for somebody with codependency. And he didn't understand what codependency was. I had to literally break it down to him. I even sent him a few articles on it so he could research it, which he did take the time to research it, so that he could get a better understanding of what it meant to be codependent and what I was going through. And then he finally understood more, like, oh, now I get why you're saying that, because he didn't really understand anything at the beginning of what I was saying. So you guys got to understand that I feel like my codependency has gotten worse since I've been with him. And I'm not going to blame him for that, because it's not his fault. Like, it's not his fault that my codependency has gotten bad. You know, it's something that I wish I had recognized in the beginning when I first started seeing it happen. But I didn't think anything of it until literally last night is when it finally hit me to be like, Sherelle, something's not right here. Like, this is not just your anxiety and depression. This is also something else. And of course, it was my codependency that I had swept under the rug thinking I was getting better, but I wasn't. It's not healthy if you're dating somebody and the whole time you're dating them, in a sense, you're getting sick. When I say sick, I don't mean like physically sick, but sick to the point of like unhealthiness, sickness towards that person. It's not healthy. And I was just looking at it like, I love this man to death, but the stuff we're going through is so not healthy for me. It's not healthy for him. It's not healthy for me. We're going through ups and downs, and our relationship is in freaking turmoil. And I'm just sitting here like, oh, this is okay. We can get through this. Like, no, this is not healthy. This is not okay. So in order for me to combat against that, I have to fall back. I do. I'm probably going to not text and call him as much And that is not because I don't care or love him. It's because my codependency, mine, will tell me every day to text and call every day and to wait by the phone and do all these things. But that's not normal. And I don't want to keep doing that. I want to have a life outside of my relationship. And so for me, I realize now that I have to get out the house more. I got to be around other people. I got to live my life. Because it's not healthy. And the sad part is people with codependency, we tend to attach ourselves to people that are unemotionally available, people who treat us like crap because we believe that that's okay. And it's sad because there's so many people out here with abandonment issues and with codependency issues, and it gets swept under the rug and it affects so many relationships because we don't even realize we're doing it until it's too late. And then you're like, oh, this is my codependency. Because I want to give you signs of codependency. It's like one sign is a sense of walking on eggshells to avoid conflict with the other person. And I've done that in my relationship with my boyfriend. There's been times, certain things I'll bring up, but then certain things I don't want to bring up because I know that if I bring it up, it's going to start an argument and it's going to end bad. All right, guys, my mom keeps coming in when I'm recording. I'm like, oh, my God, I keep cutting it because of that. All right, y'all. Sorry. Lord. All right. So the next one is feeling the need to check in with other person or talk or ask permission to do daily tasks. I don't know if I necessarily feel the need to check in with my boyfriend every day, but maybe I do because I do. Because I kind of feel like every morning when I send him a good morning text, that's my way of, in some weird senses, that's my way of I guess that is my way of, like, I tell him it's my way of keeping communication open, which it is, because I try to be, like, there's nothing wrong with sending a good morning text, but, I do feel like I do that in my relationship, often being the one who apologizes even when you have done nothing wrong. I've done that in all my relationships, you guys. Every time something happened in one of my relationships and I felt like I didn't want to argue, I didn't want to fight, or whatever the case may be, I literally would be the first one to apologize. I would always apologize first, no matter what the situation was. I would always feel like I had to be the one to apologize. I had to be the one to make it right. So I would literally sit there and I would literally apologize to the other person. I would always do that. And that was a bad habit of mine, but yeah, I would find myself doing that a lot, you guys. Like, a lot of times in my relationships, I would literally find myself apologizing to the person for something that I might have said or I might have did or maybe something that they didn't like. But I was always apologizing, trying to minimize, I guess, the drama or minimize the, diffuse the argument. Feeling sorry for the other person even when they hurt you. Yep, I've done that a lot, you guys. I always have a tendency to, even though the person may hurt me, I literally would go back and feel sorry for them. Like, even my boyfriend didn't make it for my birthday, and he said it was because it was a family issue, which I respected and understood. It was kind of like, it's more stuff to that story, you guys, but I'm not going to go into details, but there's more backstory to the birthday situation than just the family issue. But again, I did feel sorry for him in that situation because it was my birthday weekend. This trip was planned out for a month in advance, I'm the one that felt bad. Regularly trying to change or rescue troubled, addicted, or underfunctioning people whose problems go beyond one person's ability to fix them. I've always tried to fix my boyfriends and my relationships. I always used to date people who were broken down, and I would date people who had a lot of issues in the sense because I wanted to fix them. I remember going to therapy once and telling one of my therapists that, and she was like, "What are you thinking? You're not a therapist. You can't help these people." And she looked me dead in my eye when she said it, and I was like, "What the hell?" She looked me right in my eyes and was just like, "What are you doing? What are you thinking? You're not a therapist. You can't save these people." And I was like, wow. It was crazy for her to just look me in the eye and say that, because I literally felt like I was a savior during that time, or at least I wanted to be a savior to somebody. I felt like, I always feel like I need to help someone or save someone. And it's always to the point where I forget about myself. And it's like nobody's there to save me or pick me up, but I'm always showing up for people. Doing anything for the other person, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. I recall a lot of times in my life doing things for people that I didn't want to do. I remember I was talking to this guy once. He was on his phone plan, but he hated his phone plan. He said, "Can I be on your Verizon plan with you?" I did not want to do it, you guys. I felt so uncomfortable. He literally drove me to the store. We get out the car. He's like, "Come on, you doing it? You doing it? You doing it?" And I had so much pressure on me because he walked through the door. Mind you, he had both of his daughters with him at the time or whatever. And then we were going in the store. And he was, like, looking at phones. The Verizon person is talking to us. I literally felt like I couldn't go through with it. So, at one point, I walked out of the store. He follows behind me. He's like, "What's going on? What's going on? You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it." And so, then, literally, like, within 5 or 10 minutes later, he convinces me to go back in the store. And I decide to say, "Hey, let's get the phone." And it was the worst thing I ever did, you guys, because I was the only one paying the phone bill. He was not contributing to not one bit of the phone bill. That phone bill was like $200, and I was paying a lot of money to hold our phone together. And I literally had to keep calling Verizon for discounts. Only one lady actually was willing to help me and get the phone discounted down. But even with the discount, the phone bill was high as hell, and it was just overwhelming. And it was something I never wanted to do. But I did it anyway. So many times in my life, I've done things that made me uncomfortable to please another person. I'm just like, why am I like that? Putting the other person on a pedestal, despite the fact that they don't merit this position. I do think in my life, I've done that, where I've put people on a high pedestal in my life, even though they don't deserve it. A need for other people to like you in order to feel good about yourself. I've went through that phase a lot, you guys, where I've really felt the need that other people had to like me. I've always gone my whole life wanting people to like me. So I would literally go out of my way to do things for friends, for family, for guys I've dated just for them to like me. Because I felt like if I didn't do what they wanted, they were not going to be my friend. They weren't going to like me. I wanted to do anything to fit in. So I'm realizing that a lot of times I do things because I want to be liked, because I want to be loved. And that's sad, but that's what codependency is. It's not healthy, y'all. It's not. Struggling to find any time for yourself, especially if your free time consistently goes to the other person. This is what I mean when I told you guys I feel like I spend too much time wrapped into my boyfriend and he's just doing what he wants to do. Literally, you guys, I feel like codependency, you literally put your whole life on the line for another person. You forget about you, your needs, you don't go anywhere, you don't do anything. Your whole life consumes with this other person. Meanwhile, that other person is most likely not doing the same thing for you. They're out and about doing what they want to do. As I said, my boyfriend literally is out about every single day, doing what he wants to do, out with his friends, drinking, going to bars, they're doing all kinds of stuff. Meanwhile, I'm the one sitting in the house wondering what he's doing and why he's not calling or texting me. And I told you guys, it's not healthy. And I'm so glad that I'm recognizing that there needs to be some space, that I need to take some time for myself, that I need to get out the house. I need to be around other people. I need to live my life. My life is short. Life is short, you guys. I say my life is short, but in general, life is short in general. And I feel like we got to take the time for ourselves. We really got to do it. And so I really am realizing, like, that I got to start putting myself first. I'm no longer going to, and I'm going to tell you guys in a minute the things I'm no longer going to do moving forward, not just in my current relationship, but for any relationship in my life that I feel affects my codependency. I'm going to tell you guys in 1 minute. Feeling as if you've lost a sense of yourself or within the relationship. Yes. Every relationship I've been in, I feel like I've lost myself. Even now, the relationship I'm currently in, I feel like I've lost who I am. I feel like I knew who I was before I entered it, or at least I knew a portion of who I was before I got into the relationship. And I feel like once I got deep into this relationship, I completely lost myself, because everything that I loved or everything that I was no longer mattered. And I feel like, again, that's so not healthy, you guys. It's not healthy. It's not. And before I get into too many details, I want to tell you guys something. Before I tell you more about codependency, I want to tell you guys what I will no longer be doing since I'm recognizing these habits. I will no longer be putting another person over myself. And I hope anyone listening who has struggled with codependency or knows somebody that struggles with codependency, I want you to know that you are the prize. Put yourself first always. Do not ever, ever in your life put another human being over top of you, because you should never do that. You have to love yourself first. You have to put yourself first. I realize that now, that I have not been putting myself first at all. That's one thing I will not do anymore, especially in my relationship or any relationships in my life. I will always put myself first. And when I say put myself first, I will make sure that the other person is, I care about them, I love them, but my needs will have to come first. I will no longer be waiting by the phone for a text or call from my boyfriend because it's not healthy. I don't care what people think. I'm going to start living my life. I will start going out more. I will start hanging with my friends again. I'm going to start going to the amusement parks. I'm going to be going out more, hanging with other people, enjoying my life. I spent a portion of the last few months since me and my boyfriend been dating, since we met, forgetting about myself. I'm no longer going to do that anymore. It's not healthy. I'm going to go out places. I'm going to enjoy my life as he's doing in New York. I'm no longer going to make everything about him, but I'm going to focus more on myself and my happiness. Again, this does not mean I love him any less and don't want to be with him. It just means that I come first. I will no longer be in the shadows of other people's needs. I'm not going to keep putting other people's needs over top of mine when I know that right now I need to focus on me. So certain things, those are just some things that I'm not going to be doing any longer, you guys. I refuse to do it. I'm going to live. The biggest thing from it is I want you to take is that you need to live your best life. Live your best life. I spent so many months in the last 2 years struggling with my depression. This has been so bad. I don't leave my house. I don't do anything. I don't want to live like that anymore. You know, like I said, my boyfriend is living his life. He's out there in New York City. He's going out with friends, drinking, doing whatever he wants to do. And I encourage him to do that. I would never tell anybody I'm dating they can't go out with their friends, they can't live a life. I even sent him a text the other night and I said, babe, live your best life. I said, if you want to go out with your friends, go. If you want to drink, go. If you want to do this, do what you want to do. I have no control on this man. He's a grown man. Do what you want to do. I don't care. I'm not going to hold you back from living your life. But I'm also not going to sit here in the house and not live my life while you're living your life. Because that's what I've been doing the past few months. And it's not fair to me. And I need to get out the house and enjoy myself. And sitting by the phone waiting for a call and text and sitting here in my room all the time or in my house in general wondering what he's doing and this, that, and third. I'm done doing it. I'm done doing it. I'm going to move forward and live my life. You know? And that's what it is. I'm going to live my best life. I'm tired, you guys. I don't want to keep living my life for other people. And quite frankly, it's so much I could be out here doing and I'm not doing it because I'm stuck on things that I don't need to be stuck on. You know, I'm going to live my life. If my friends ask me to hang out, I'm going to go. If, you know, I'm going to live my best life because life is so short, you guys. It's so short. People out here dying every day. And I'm going to live my life for now. I'm going to do what makes me happy. I'm no longer playing by other people's rules anymore. I'm not. And that's just something that is. And like I said, the biggest thing for me, because I now know that there has to be boundaries, there has to be space created between me and the people in my life. I realized that, like I said, me texting my boyfriend as much as I was, me doing all these things is not healthy. So in order to break that codependency between him and I have to take a step back. So I'm not going to be doing the normal stuff I would normally do. I'm going to take a huge step back. Sometimes you have to do that. Okay, guys. And this talks about how to reduce codependent tendencies. And they said in this is the article I'm reading to you guys. The article says that many people don't seek help until their life begins to fall apart. And honestly, guys, if you do have codependency, you have to go to therapy. Please do not sit here and say you can fix it yourself. You have got to go to therapy because you are not going to be able to do it on your own. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be mean. But if you have codependency, especially when it's embedded in you from childhood and now you're an adult, such as myself, you have got to seek therapy, because a therapist is going to give you the tips and tools to help you. My therapist has helped me tremendously in the best way. The reason that my codependency probably is not where it should be is because I keep stopping going to therapy, but I will no longer be stopping going to therapy. I'm going to go to therapy for as long as I need to go. This time I'm not going to stop going. I'm going to keep seeing her either once or twice a month. I'm going to go see her. I probably will try to see her again at the end of July. So I'm going to see her on July 2nd. And then when I get paid again, probably that 2nd of July, I'm going to go see her again. So yes, I will be seeing my therapist all the time because I need to see her to get the help that I need. I will no longer be getting off my medication. I've been off my depression medication, anxiety medication for like a few months now. I keep getting off the medication because I feel better. But knowing that I've gone through so much, I will no longer be getting off my medications. I'm always going to be on medication to help myself because I know I need it. And I know that I have to be on medication to be okay. So if you have to be on medications, guys, don't look at it as the end of the world or a bad thing. Get on your medications and get the help that you need, because if you need help, you have to get help. And that's what I intend to do. I'm going to get the help that I need, and I'm going to do all the things that I'm being told to do to get better. So that's what I'm going to be doing, you guys. And these are some things that'll help you get better. Guys, this is not going to happen overnight, because even for me, it didn't happen overnight, and I'm still struggling. So it's something that if anyone struggles with codependency, please send me a voice message or a voice recording if you want me to talk more about it, or if you have any further questions or whatever, because I think this is such an important topic, and I'm so glad I'm addressing this with you guys today, because it's something that was heavy on my heart, and I was like, I want to speak to them about this, because if I can help somebody out there who's struggling with codependency, I feel so good about what I'm doing on this platform. I really do. So just remember that, guys. Now, these are some things you can do to get better. Learn to speak lovingly and positively to yourself and resist the impulse to self-criticize. So the biggest thing we can do, guys, stop self-criticizing. I tend to do that on a daily basis. I always put myself down. I criticize myself. But you have to speak positively into yourself. Take small steps towards some separation in the relationship. Seek activities outside of the relationship and invest in new friendships. Focus on figuring out things that make you who you are and then expand upon them. As I told you guys earlier, this is something that I plan on doing in my relationship. It's okay to separate from your partner for a little while to focus on your health. If you're dealing with codependency, the best thing you can do for you and your partner, if you want that relationship to work, put some space between it. This is not saying you don't love the person, you want to break up with them. It's just that you need to find some time for yourself. Get out the house. Hang with friends. That's what I'm about to start doing, y'all. I'm going to be doing stuff outside of my house more often. I'm not sitting in the house every day. Obviously, I sit in the house a lot, but I'm no longer going to be doing that. I'm going to make it a point to get out the house, to go places, to do things. And I'm not just talking about going to Target or going to Walmart, but going other places in the city and enjoying my life. There's so many stuff to do in the city, y'all, but I don't even go do it. But it's so much I could be doing in the city. And I choose not to do those things because I'm so caught up in the house. But I'm like, nope, I'm no longer going to be doing that. I'm going to be getting out the house and enjoying my life. That's what I'm going to be doing. So you have to look at things like that, you guys. Look at what's healthy for you. Look at getting out the house and doing other things. I'm no longer going to be confined by my relationship. I'm no longer going to be focused on the things in my relationship as much as I have been. I'm going to seek separation, and I'm going to do things outside of my relationship. I'm going to talk to my therapist about this when I go see her in 2 weeks as well. I'm going to tell her about everything that's been going on with me and just go into detail. But this week I have to work, of course, but I'm moving forward, like I said, on my days when I'm off or if I have some downtime, I do intend to get out the house and go places and just enjoy my life. I'm not going to spend my life worrying about another human being, meanwhile I'm over here suffering in silence, which I've done my whole life, and it's horrible to sit there and suffer in silence your whole life, pretty much, or half your life, because you are so focused on other people, but you forgot about yourself. And then that stuff causes resentment and bitterness and anger. And then we wonder why we're angry. We're angry because we gave so much to a person that didn't give shit to us. So yes, guys, moving forward, I'm going to be focusing on myself, loving myself, putting this energy into myself. And I can't wait to see what life brings me, you guys. I can't wait. But I'm definitely going to do another episode on my codependency for you guys, because I want to give you guys like some updates and also some other tips of things that I'll be doing. But I have to wait until I step out in the world and start doing all these things. But I definitely want to cover this topic again because it's so important, because most people have codependency and don't even realize they have it. Like, I didn't even know I had it until I went to therapy. And most people who do have it just don't know how to get out of the habit of it. So I want you guys to know that you do have to seek therapy. And I want you guys to know that you can change your behavior. It is a way to change it. You're not stuck like this forever. It's not something that's permanent. It's temporary. You can get rid of it. You just have to do the work to get rid of it. Also, when tempted to think or worry about someone else, actively turn your attention inward. This takes practice, so be kind to yourself along the way. So, like, a lot of times, guys, like I said, I sit in my room, I'll sit in my house thinking about my boyfriend, worrying about him, what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. We got to learn to turn that off. Because a lot of times, again, like I told you guys, the people that we're worrying about are not really worrying about us the way we're worrying about them. They're doing other things. They're outside. They're living their life. And we're sitting in a room thinking and making them our whole lives for no reason. So I have realized, like, I've got to stop making this person my life. I've got to get out of that mindset. Again, it doesn't mean you love the person you're dating any less. It just means that you have got to put yourself first if you want to get better. So again, I've got to learn to turn that off. Stand up for yourself. If someone criticizes, undermines, or tries to control you, build your self-esteem. That's something I struggle with, because even now in my relationship, I'll sometimes go to say something to stand up for myself, and then it'll feel like I'll feel like I didn't say enough, or I feel like the person pretty much, or I feel like my boyfriend sometimes doesn't, I don't know, I feel like, I guess I just beat myself back down, because I feel like even though I'm trying to stand up for myself, that fear will come over me, and then I'll just like kind of shut down, and I won't really say what I want to say, or whatever the case may be. And I've done that in all my relationships, and it's not healthy. And, you know, at some point we do have to stand up for ourselves, and we have to know our worth. Don't be afraid to say no to someone when you don't really want to do something. So I'm going to give you guys an example that happened last night. My boyfriend called me last night and he said, babe, I want you to come to New York. And I was like, what are you talking about? Come to New York. I was apprehensive about it because honestly, you guys, I've never been to New York in my life. The reasons why I don't want to really go to New York is because my daughter mostly. It's like I probably could travel and take a bus or something there, but I don't really feel comfortable traveling by myself to go all the way to New York. I know that doesn't make sense. He was like, take a bus, take a train. He was like, come see me. He was like, come next weekend. Now, I was like, okay, I'll come. I said, yes, I will come. But did I really want to say yes? No, I didn't. And it's nothing against him, because I agree that when you're in a relationship, you're supposed to take turns going to see that person. But when I think about going to New York, it just seems a little scary for me. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm in a whole nother state where I don't know anybody but him, or the anxiety I get. Now, this is not to say that I will never go to New York, because I probably would love to go to New York to find out where he grew up and how his hometown is and all that stuff. But do I want to go next weekend? Of course not. For one, it's short notice. If I was going to travel to New York, I want to plan it out. I don't like doing stuff on short notice. I like to have everything planned out. Because for me, going all the way to a whole another state or a different city doesn't sit right with me if it's not planned out. Because I got to make sure my daughter's taken care of. Everything has to be planned out for me as a mom. So I was kind of like, it kind of just shocked me that he even asked me to come or whatever. But like I said no to next, in my mind, I wanted to say no to next weekend, but this does not mean I would never go to New York. I would go if the trip was planned out accordingly. And then there, Also, there's support groups for codependency, so you can try therapy or go to support groups. I think my therapist actually offers a support group for codependency. I've never gone to my therapist does a lot of workshops for like couples and codependency and all kinds of stuff. She actually asked me to attend one and I never attended one. But I think the next codependency one she does, I'm gonna try to attend. But you have to pay for it, of course. But yeah. And they said there's an organization called Codependence Anonymous that addresses needing to be needed. So, I think everyone should look into those type of things and try to get the help that you need if you do have codependency. It's not an easy road for us that have it. But the best thing and I can tell you guys is because I've been dealing with this for years now, is that if you have codependency, don't sweep it under the rug. If you start to see yourself... You start to see that you feel like you're getting better as I did. And then next thing you know, you start to see signs of just slipping back into the codependency. Recognize those signs and stop what you're doing and get the help that you need. Either go back to therapy or try like, or either if you have to even go on Google and research what you can do to help, do that. Do what you have to do to get the help that you need. But mostly I want you guys listening to understand that make sure you put yourself first. Put yourself first. Do not keep putting another person over top of yourself. Put yourself first. And sometimes you have to take a step back in your relationship. You got to do what you got to do. If that person loves you, they'll understand. It's not the end of the world. I promise you it's not. But you've got to do what's best for you. You got to do what makes you happy. And mostly stand up for yourself. These are things I wish I was doing now, but I'm still struggling to do. Even like I said, I have an issue at work going on right now about my pay. I'm going to just tell y'all the story. My pay was supposed to change because I got a huge raise. And my boss was like, oh, it's going to be showing up on your paycheck in May. Mind you, it never showed up. Now it's June. And I'm like, where's my raise? So now because I'm like at a breaking point and because sometimes I don't like confrontation, I try to avoid stuff. So I was like, no, tomorrow I'm going to email my boss and I'm going to say, hey, where is my new pay? Because you said it'd be on my check. So I say all this to say you got to stand up for yourself. If you feel a certain way about things, you got to speak up. Because sometimes the other person doesn't even know. So when I log into the computer, the first thing I'm going to do is email my boss about my pay and figure out when it's going to be changed or if it'll be on my check in July or not, because I think she forgot it about it. I think she seriously did. So I'm going to have to make sure that. So, yeah, but anyway, I'm going to be talking to my boss about that tomorrow and see what she says. I guarantee she doesn't have freaking access. I don't know what's going on with my job, but for some reason, my boss doesn't have access to anything. She's new. She's a new boss. She just started being our boss like a few months ago. But they haven't given her access to do anything. She just got access to change our payroll. Ridiculous, right? And she has no access to do anything. So I guarantee she still doesn't have access yet. But I'm still going to write her a message and see what she says because it's kind of annoying at this point. So, yeah, I'll email her tomorrow and find out some information about my new pay rate because it's kind of annoying me. But anyway, guys, I say all this to say is you got to stand up for yourself. And moving forward, I'm going to be talking more about my codependency and more about my mental health on here because I think it's important that other people hear my story because they make it relate to me. And I'm going to be telling you guys the things that I'm going to be doing, like, for now on. Like, I'm going to actually be doing episodes telling you guys what I'm doing differently and things like that to keep you caught up on my codependency and the healing process that I'm going through in general. I'm going to be doing a lot of episodes on my healing process and everything. So, remember this, guys. Focus on yourself. Because in life in general, even if you don't have codependency, always focus on yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of the people that we put so much of our energy into, like I said, are not really giving us the same energy back. So we got to start focusing on ourselves. If you got to take a step back from somebody or something, you do what you got to do for you. That person can't understand or respect it, and they don't really care about you because they need to understand that you have codependency or that you have depression or whatever and that you need space. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to just focus on myself moving forward. I'll definitely be taking a step back and just leaving a little bit of space between people in my lives, like my boyfriend and my family and my friends, because I need to focus on myself and I need to have boundaries set and I need to have space for me and the people around me so that I'm able to properly heal and get through the codependency. And I'm so glad I was able to recognize it. But anyway, guys, peace and love.